My reporter Jenna Benson is at the University of Bedfordshire. Hello, Jenna.
Hello. Yes, there's a real buzz around the Puttridgebury campus at the moment. I've got Lloyd Conaway, the director of Team Beds and Luton, and also the Bedfordshire Olympic Opportunities Support Team with me. And from the smile on your face, this is a very exciting moment, the torch coming to Luton. You could compare it to the FA Cup parading through town or a Queen's visit.
Oh, I think it's absolutely fantastic news, and the torch has just got this great historical attachment to the games, and the games going back 2,500 years was always about culture, a cultural festival, and I think the news that the torch relay's coming to Luton and it's going to be centred around a cultural event over a long weekend is just fantastic news and gives a real taste for the games, I think.
And it's not just Luton that are going to benefit, but obviously this is a substantial boost for the town.
Absolutely, and as I understand it, the relay, the torch will travel down through Bedfordshire throughout the day and end up in Luton in the evening on that Sunday evening when there will be a great festival of event. So I think it's fantastic for the town, and I think Luton has been very brave in coordinating the carnival and the mela around that weekend. That's just such a fantastic thing for the community to do, and I think it's something that will benefit the whole town and the whole county.
This is a bit of a weight off your shoulders moment because you've known about this for a while. The planning has been in place for a while. How did you feel when it was announced this morning?
Oh, just wonderful, wonderful news. We had to make a pitch and a bid with the council a few months ago. And so, you know, we've been keeping our fingers crossed and we've known that we were in the running, and to actually get the decision is just wonderful news.
For those people who don't like the Olympics, aren't very excited about it and just see the torch as a glorified huge lighter, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, well, the Olympics, it's all about sport, it's all about running and jumping and sweating. Well, the ancient games was all about music and culture and literature and the arts and sport. And so I think there's something in it for everyone. And this weekend that's going to happen in Luton next year is just a fantastic opportunity to celebrate.
If that doesn't convince you to get excited about the Olympics, Jonathan, I don't know what will.
You love it, though, don't you? We were having a conversation this morning. You couldn't believe that I'm so bored of it already.
I don't know how you could be bored of something this huge. I'm going to have front row seats watching that torch go by. This is a huge moment for Beds, Hearts and Bucks and the country.
Do you really feel like that?
I do. I get really patriotic. And I was saying to Lloyd just before we spoke to you that I had goosebumps when it was announced this morning because you're getting that close to something so significant.
You had goosebumps that they're bringing the torch to Luton.
Don't mock me.
I'm obviously just not on the same wavelength, Jenna.
I don't think you are.
Either you or I are barking mad.
Yeah, probably me.